Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. When review calls Souls from Mercury by Raju Ramanathan, like sitting in meditation while a wise guru tells you life lessons. Souls from Mercury is a valuable resource for spiritual seekers as well as anyone searching for healing, contentment, and healthier relationships, giving you a sense of calmness as you read the lines and understand them. Raju, or Master Raju, is the scientist of both the inner and outer worlds, sought after by major corporations to be their pioneer and champion for continuous improvement, sought after by individuals in great positions of authority to be their life coach and spiritual teacher. For more than 20 years, he's been empowering seekers in Europe, Asia, the United States, and Canada. His unique approach brings life-transforming spiritual practices to people of all religious paths and cultural backgrounds. Raju reintroduces the lessons of ancient masters to the Western modern community. All those who are concerned about the well-being of today's world will find his teachings enlightening and inspirational. Master Raju Ramanathan, author of Souls from Mercury, Chakra Magic, Empowering Relationships, our special guest on This Week in America. Raju, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
It's a pleasure for me as well as a privilege to be interviewed by you and to be introduced to the public through you. Well, you are a famous person already, Rick.
Well, no, you are. I am just the messenger. I am just bringing your message to so many people, and I'm delighted to be able to share this. This book really is unique in reading the reviews, in reading what you've taught your students, how it's been life-transforming for them. What differentiates this book from similar books on the topic? Because there are many out there, but yours is unique.
First and foremost, my book presents only the material which are not found in any other book. My book automatically addresses those questions those authors themselves have in their minds, and they could not get those answers from anyone. And many authors have come to my programs, psychologists, doctors have come to my programs, and whatever questions they asked me in the program, they have been condensed and put together by my own students. I never sat and wrote a book like this. So the book is in a question answer format, very easy to read, move from question to question, and select what you want to select and understand and explore and expand upon.
I like the way the book is laid out, and we'll talk about that, because you ask us to participate. You ask us thoughtful yes. questions. We are a participant in what you are teaching us, and that's what makes it so meaningful for all of us. I want to go back to the title just for a second, Souls from Mercury. Talk about how you came up with that title, the significance of that.
Some decades ago, we had a very famous psychologist as well as an author called John Gray. And he wrote a book called Men Are from Mars.
Oh, yes.
Women Are from Venus. This book became a bestseller, promoted by all the psychologists and everyone. And actually, John Gray is well known to me from the meditation community. We come from the same spiritual teacher, actually speaking. So I said, I wrote to him at one time saying, are you not enhancing and talking more on the differences between men and women? In fact, we should be talking what is common between them and make them understand what is common, so the inner conflict is removed and they could be more in harmony with each other. And of course, he would not say anything against my thoughts. So one day I decided I'll write such a book, which will be more like me as a thought leader and promote me as a thought leader, where I see humanity evolving in that direction. Humanity could evolve in that direction through an inner revolution. That inner revolution is by balancing the male and female energies and the consciousness within ourselves. Man is unconsciously woman. Woman is unconsciously man. And that angle psychologists know already, but that has not been promoted because there are no techniques available in the current old psychological system. They're also learning it right now. So I said I will choose Mercury as a golden mean between Mars and Venus, because Mercury symbolizes wit, wisdom, and agility. And he actually rules over our solar plexus, our nervous system, and our chakras, which are actually our bioenergetic models of reality in the quantum mechanical world, which has been the current thinking of all the scientists and the doctors,
yes,
and part of the emerging energy medicine that is happening.
There is so much there that you just said. I want to give the information, if you're just joining us, Raju Ramanathan is our guest on the program. That's RAGURAMANATHAN. We'll have this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Remember Raju's website, which is mercurymanpublishing.com. Information on the book there. The book's available, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places, published by Writers Branding. Their website is writersbranding.com. Let's go back and talk about finding that balance, how important that is to get in touch with the masculine and feminine sides to achieve balance. How important is that balance in a successful life?
I think the world in which we lived, we have fought 5,000 wars over the 5,000 years of recorded human history. However, just see where it has landed us. It has landed it in a world where there is atomic energy prevalent, and we could wipe out the whole of humanity in just a few minutes' time. So, however, and the pandemic as well, during this time, please observe the undercurrents of what is happening in the human consciousness. The power of the feminine energy is already on the rise in our world. And as she is emerging within us, and we acknowledge and surrender to her, the old controlling male within us will slowly come to a balance. And it will not only create a better world, it will create a better us. We will be more in touch with the real you, the real me, which is both energies together. And we will have more peace and tranquility within and in our relationship as well. And this goes on another step as well. What is important is our relationship with ourselves, our relationships with the world, and finally the relationship with our Creator God. All three are depending on this balance, and this we need to become more highly ingenious and highly intelligent in an intuitive way, which will happen. That is our inner revolution.
That is just some of the very valuable life-altering information you will find in Raju's book. It's Souls from Mercury, Chakra Magic, Empowering Relationships. Book available wherever books are sold. His website is mercurymanpublishing.com. I want to talk about chakras. Explain that very briefly for us. It's something we all hear, but probably very few of us could really do an explanation. What is a chakra?
The chakras really, you know, in the modern world, all this DNA and everything is already known. Because of COVID, they became more popular, DNAs,
yes,
and RNAs. The very process of the human manifestation from the unmanifest to the manifest happens through the blueprint model in the DNA of each cell. So from one cell only we came, and we became many. In fact, in the sixth week of the baby's formation, the first thing that is formed is the pineal gland, not even the heart. From there, through the whole spinal column is formed, and the spiritual centers are formed, and slowly the heart and the other energies come to be. Most doctors in the medical world, this is the latest and greatest revelation being talked about, that the pineal gland was the first thing to be formed, and heart even comes later to be formed. So what does it have to do with chakra system? Because this is part of the quantum mechanical body that we are, according to Albert Einstein and the modern doctors and the emerging human energy medicine. People like Dr. Carolyn Mice and the medical intuitives are already talking about this and establishing this as a fact, and they are coming up with proofs and medical studies and everything else. So chakras, I would say, they are vortex of energy and information within our quantum mechanical body. Not this just physical body alone, the subtle body. So which is why I keep harping on the need to understand these things in an intuitive way. That's why I keep talking about this, expanding on the inner feminine in man and inner man in the feminine. Because when you come to balance, you can see this as a fact to yourself. You don't have to take it on a belief system. This will become part of your very model of reality and system through which you are living your life. Not as a belief. I don't promote any belief in this at all.
Yes.
Being a scientist, having done my research in biomedical engineering, I come from a different space altogether. So that is why I'm promoting this chakra. And secondly, I'm also promoting through chakras the importance of music therapy as a new model of healing. My own spiritual master in India, who has given hundreds of concerts around the world in best of the best halls, like Sydney Opera Hall, the London Royal Albert Hall, and such halls, he has promoted this music therapy, which acts on our chakras and heals us. So whatever imbalance is there will be automatically corrected through using music as a means and support system for meditation. And I had done this in Chicago hospitals, the Veteran Affairs VA hospital, very well known in Chicago, where I lived for 15 years. And we had a nutritionist, myself, and another doctor studying these cancer patients. And we established that meditation with this music does bring about a great support therapy for those patients.
You've had amazing results, and those are outlined as you talk about the students and in interaction with the students and how it's achieved many of them, let them realize inner divinity. It's all in the book, Souls from Mercury. Raju Ramanathan is our guest on the program. The book available at Amazon, his website, mercurymanpublishing.com. Information on the books there, information on Raju there as well. You can order merchandise as well. All of it is there. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. What is so well received with your book is you really don't need a deep background in chakras and spiritual terms, do you? You explain it so we understand this. And even this is sort of a foreign term to us now. You lay it out in a way that we can really, by reading a chapter, we can make some changes in our lives, can't we?
Absolutely. Because it is just like, you know, I give this analogy. Imagine an airplane lands somewhere in native Africa. They don't even know what it is. And they just land, and then there are people all around. The kids are coming around. Oh, what is this thing? And they are storing their toys. Some people are storing all their stuff in it, grains in it. They don't even know what it is. And one day, all of a sudden, one kid is playing with the control, and it starts making a sound, and it starts moving. And another kid comes another day, and he's moving some other control. It could even take off. And we are like that. We have all this, the inner equipment, ready and set for our inner evolution. And the Bible talks about it, even though it's talking about in a symbolical form. That is why we lost it. Jesus said, there are many mansions in my master's house.
Yes.
These are the chakras. There are many mansions in my master's house, all the chakras.
The book is Souls from Mercury. You'll find it again at all the usual places. Raju's website is mercurymanpublishing.com. Boy, the time, as I knew, is going by way so too quickly. So much to talk about. I will recommend you get the book. Go to the website, Mercury Man Publishing, to get more information. Talk about the way the book is laid out. You've got the chakras in the beginning. You break those down for us. And then at the end, you talk about the students, who many of them have life questions like we all have. So it's very relatable. Talk about the way the book is laid out, because it really flows, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely, sir. So in the beginning are a few testimonials coming from people who are well-known, and how the book is organized is also laid out here. And the promise of the book is that after reading that book, one will be able to achieve unity of the mundane world and the spiritual world. They will be able to understand chakras and their connection with ancient and modern thinking. They will be able to realize that each one is a conscious, evolving soul with mysterious powers to be unlocked, and not just a stereotyped man or a woman. One could discover that one could actually become a soul from Mercury, which is, you will be creating humanity's future, not your own future through that. And you could fathom the inner vastness of your being and learn the pathways to a space I call as the Mercury space, which has been referred in the past as enlightened space.
How important is it, sort of a continuing education, continuing improvements? I mentioned that in the beginning, that corporations and individuals come to you so that they are able to maintain this continuous state of improvement. How important is that? And how important is it? What do you find in your life that it's not like, okay, you've got all the answers today. You don't need to find any more for the rest of your life. I see you as growing, just like all of us are growing.
You know, in fact, in my corporate world, you will not believe this. And even though I was doing a lot of discoveries and everything, and I was actually creating a new culture. The company that I worked for, we could become the top 10 in the world, top 10 most ethical company, top 10 most innovative company, all this because we formed a different approach to living. And that approach is that happiness of the employees, them working together as a team. Together, everyone achieves more. That was my theme, TEAM. And how to bring that about? But keeping everyone happy at their own level, empowering each employee in that level, in that way. That was a secret sauce that we use to become highly competitive in that world. Not by competing with another competitor, but growing from within this organization from a different spiritual angle. So many of these vice presidents, they used to come to my home in the lunch hour and learn meditation from me. And that's how that culture grew. And those thoughts went from one company after another company to hundreds of companies in the same corporate. This system was evolved and laid out through all, not only the whole corporate, also through the new acquisitions as well. So the culturescape was changed.
You know, it's amazing that you have a blend of personal, you tell your story, professional as well, spiritual and scientific. You really touch all the bases, don't you? And I say that because this is just not some theory that you have. This has actually been proven in the real world. There's scientific, philosophical legs to this, aren't there?
Exactly. I only teach what I practice. I first experimented myself, and I just pass on my experience to others. First, I experiment on myself. If it works for me, then I share that. That's being a scientist.
How many people come to you, and they're sort of the state of mind, and probably people listening that are in the state of mind, look, these are difficult times. There's a lot of pressure. We've got the COVID, a pandemic that we're battling. You know, life is not easy, so I just sort of suck it up and go about it day after day. You offer something out there, even when we think this is what I'm destined for, we can change and make it better, can't we?
Absolutely. In fact, when the COVID started, very close friends of mine together came on the Zoom. They requested, can you conduct a Zoom class for us? So every day, as people are locked in their rooms around the world, there are hundred families. I went on Zoom every day for an hour. I would talk to them for half an hour, and half an hour I will guide them through a guided meditation to put them at peace and make them empowered. So they are coming out of their depression if they are already in one, or preventing a depression during those difficult times. Went on like that. Once things opened up, I now changed them into a format of 3 days a week.
You know, what's it like?
There are hundreds of students in there. They come on the Zoom in their own comfort of their homes. They are learning all these things from me.
When you're able to see that interaction on Zoom, when you're able to get groups together and work with your students, people will pick up a book. You don't really have direct personal contact with them, and you're shaping their lives, and you probably don't know it. But when you see the reaction on Zoom, or you see the reaction as you have students in front of you, you almost, I would imagine, see that light bulb go off, that aha
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely. It is so fulfilling, sir. In fact, I look forward to those meetings more than they do. You know, it's so fulfilling. I can tell you that.
Yeah,
you impact 10, they impact hundreds. And that is the same concept I have used in the next book that is also slowly being released, I think this week, through Ingram Spark, and that is on bullying. How to prevent bullying in schools. Again, culture change, changing the inner culture scape of those teachers so that they can easily empower those children rather than, you know, come like a high-handed bull in a china shop and punish them, you know, yes. The whole system.
I saw something about that on your website. We'll be watching for that. The book that's out there now is Souls from Mercury, Chakra Magic, Empowering Relationships by our guest on the program, Raju Ramanathan. And I'm going to spell all that for you if you're going to Google, RAGU RAMANATHAN. Make it easy. We've got it on our website. And even easier, the name of the book is Souls from Mercury. If you Google that, you'll find it. Book available at Amazon. Published by Writers Branding, their website, writersbranding.com. You'll find it at all the usual places. And I'll direct you to Raju's website, mercurymanpublishing.com. Information there on Raju, all of his books, the merchandise that's available there as well. Raju, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Just touch the surface. There's so much more to talk about. Hopefully we can do this again. It's all available in your book, Souls from Mercury, a book that's very well received, in fact, compared to those books written by Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson. So you are in some good company, and deservedly so. Raju, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thanks.
It's been
an honor for me, Rick.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here
and into your radio show.
Well, it's a pleasure, and hopefully we can do this again. Raju Ramanathan,
the
book is Souls from Mercury.
We'll reach out to each other and expand on the music therapy, which should be of great interest to people as a topic.
Yes, I'm interested in that. So many things you mentioned are like, okay, these are topics for programs, so hopefully we can do that. The book is Souls for Mercury. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Mercury Man Publishing is Raju's website. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And there's more on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.